I next met with Dr. Terry King, and to begin, she discussed her current approach to management of the axilla.
I think the major development has really been the management of the axilla. We've seen the evolution of going from axillary node dissection to sentinel node biopsy for staging of the axilla in patients who are clinically node negative. We then went to omitting axillary node dissection in patients who were found to have 1 to 2 positive sentinel lymph nodes. And now we've moved to using sentinel node biopsy to stage the axilla in women that start with clinical N1 disease and have a good response to preoperative therapy. And in many cases, avoiding axillary node dissection in women who are found to have had a pathologic complete response in the node. So I think that it's been very exciting and a positive shift for our patients, but certainly the data can be somewhat confusing at times to sort of keep up with all these shifts and changes.
More specifically, you know, you see patients who have been managed by other physicians, you know, second opinions, I'm sure, a lot. What are some of the things that you see people doing that maybe are not optimal?
Well, it can be challenging sometimes to sort of, again, sort of discern what is a clinically node negative patient. Does that just mean physical examination of the axilla? Should all of these patients be having axillary imaging? Should we be biopsying things that we see on axillary imaging, even if the axilla is negative on clinical examination? And so because we really are trying to select patients to do less, to avoid axillary lymph node dissections, really clearly defining what the clinical presentation stage is and then being true to your algorithm for management is critically important.